Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. I have the enormous pleasure to be sitting here talking to Mariana Brandão, our partner from Arena Ensemble in Lisbon. Mariana, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claudia. It's amazing that after all we went through together, it feels like we know each other for a long, long time. So I'm curiously very comfortable here for this.
No, I think that's been one of the highlights of the project, of course. And now we have a very tired Mariana because she's just opened the biggest show that Arena have ever done. But I'm going to take you back in time. And take you back to Ulysses. And I had the honour and the privilege of being in Lisbon and being able to see your performance blooming and be part of your public reading in a very active way. But just to take you back to that moment when you said yes to getting involved, why did you say yes to this crazy project?
Because there were several factors involved, but I guess I'm not sure it was the same for other partners as we got in on board a little bit later than the others. But one of the strong reasons had to do with the way the project was structured. I mean, it was so well thought. It made a lot of sense to us the way it was built. The proposal in itself, the themes, the connection with the book, the connection with the cities, the themes and the cities, and of course the theme that we had, chapter 16, the way you framed it for us made lots of sense and was connected with our interests and the work we develop here, so that it was a natural match. Of course, one other thing was the opportunity to create a new piece within this wonderful group, because that was the other strong reason we were in, also out of curiosity about other partners and other cities and the way this huge group of people would interact during these more than two years.
Yeah, I think it's been 4 years since we all started. Yeah. It's been a very long time. But it's lovely to hear you talk about the connection with the city and the theme. I remember when Arts Over Borders, the artistic lead partner, had shaped the focus from each of those Ulysses episodes. And then I was working with them on bringing it up to date, putting it within a contemporary context. And I did some research and found out that Lisbon has, the theme, yes, is the intercommunication between generations, and is an aging population a threat or an opportunity? And I discovered that Lisbon had Europe's greatest percentage of aging population. Is that's the correct, is it?
Yes, correct. And nationally, there's also a huge question regarding that, because if it weren't immigrants coming into Portugal, we would have a huge problem, because the population, the national population, is aging, and no babies, no children, you know. And it's in terms of the resources and the economy, it's very, very complicated. And of course, the way old people live and are treated is a huge subject nowadays. There's this it's totally unbalanced, the way old people are seen and the impact they have in Europe, I would say, because this is more radical in Portugal than other countries, but it's a European question, the way we deal with the aging population and how we consider old people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I do think we push them to the margins. Everything on social media, everything's focused about being young, constantly, to the enormous detriment of our society.
Everything is about being young, but more people are old.
Yeah. And yet, very interestingly, you took a step towards youth through that location of the Ulysses episode in a shelter.
Exactly.
Tell me about that journey.
Yes, because when you suggested this theme, that's a fact, it's obvious. But our aim was to focus on the relation between different ages, different generations. And even in our symposium, we focused the passage of time, not only in people's life, but in the universe or in certain forms of art. So in a way, we dealt with the theme in a wider sense, let's say. But it was in our play in a very strong way, because we actually had two different generations on stage. And when our play opened, it was, to me, it's a very symbolic moment. I would call it a highlight in this project, because our scenography was a bedroom in what we would call an orphanage, let's say, that was built in front of the public on stage, so the walls would come together, and it was very strong when we premiered, and the walls were put together, and there's a clock that we set up so that it would mark 1 o'clock in the morning, which is the beginning of our chapter. It was a very, very important moment to us, marking the way all these came together, in that moment, all that question. Because actually, we have a huge group of professionals, artists, technicians, academics. We involve lots of people in the project with it, from different generations. And we always focused the passage of time in bringing together different perspectives on the way different perspectives on how that is involved in people's life in Portugal and in Europe. Involvement is a key word in our work, and this project allowed us to bring together a large team that worked around this, and it's very fortunate that it's still evolving. So after our project, this work is going on tour. It keeps being presented in different countries, and it's not an easy play, but we can see that it has a strong impact. And to us, it's also very fortunate. We in our meetings and during our project, we underlined several times the importance of questioning, the importance of asking questions more than finding straightforward answers. And to us, it's very nice to see that the work this project allowed us to do, blooming, is a huge question. And when we see the public leaving theaters in silence, it's very rewarding, because we can see, and the feedback we have been getting has to do with lots of questions. People asking, how is it possible that this is happening right next to me? Mm-hmm. And I've never realized what's this kind of reality.
Yeah, I remember you sharing that comment. people, anybody listening, you can see a trailer and a full video of blooming on the website, on the Lisbon page. And there's also comments and feedback from the audience. And I do remember that particular comment stuck in my mind, because whilst it was set up as an orphanage, these are not necessarily orphaned children. But this shock that this exists hidden almost next door on the streets of Lisbon, that really struck me. It's funny you should have mentioned that comment as well. It was very powerful.
Also, at about age, as we, one of our actors, Robert Elliott, there's this moment in the play where he mentions he feels 20. And there's a lot there in our play. That's also a huge question, because you have young people that in a way feel old, an elder that feels young, and how it's the passage of time is relative. Time itself is relative, and we seem to frame it very differently and in a very harsh and unbalanced way. So
no, I think that's true. I think that's true. But I think you created something really beautiful. It's great to hear that it's touring. And I suppose, because unfortunately, I mean, I could sit and talk to you for hours, but we're out of time. Yeah. I'm wondering what your biggest present is to yourself and your organization that you will take away from being involved in this project.
Let's say the work itself is our biggest present. The opportunity to create what we created, is we're very grateful for that. It's what makes us move on. That's very important. Also, we learned a lot with the symposium. It was a huge challenge. We were too ambitious eventually. We realized that later. It was our first time creating something like this. We learned a lot from that, and saw the potential that kind of parallel programming can have, but that's, and also the network that is installed, it's very curious to see partners coming together, depending on their activities, how people relate. We can see this network is transforming but continuing in some ways. It's very nice to see, and to us, it's also very important to take advantage, let's say, of that opportunity. It's happening, and it means that somehow we could. We could get closer and find common
ground.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Mariana, if that's what comes out of it, is a continuation of some of these relationships for new projects, then that's, who would want more from the journey that we've been on? So thank you so much. And let's keep talking to each other. Let's keep the network going as much as it can. And thank you so much. It's been an absolute privilege to have you and Marco and the kids involved in it, and Robert as well, involved in the project. So thank you so much, Mariana.
And thanking you for bringing us in and giving us the opportunity to do what we want to do with you.
Thank you.